Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Wednesday to you. You know what that means? It's church tonight, and we look forward to our midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. Always what we need right in the middle of the week. Great family reunion time, getting together with the people of God, singing the songs of God, and praying together, and then studying the Word of God together. And God always meets with us and gives us what we need to have on a midweek service. And so if you can join us, come on out tonight, 6:30, right here at Bible Baptist Church, and we look forward to a good time together. And we're pushing our way through the month of June. Next week, our teens and juniors go to camp, and they're excited about that, and we look forward to a great week of camp for them. Our Spanish folks are over at a Spanish family conference in Elgin, Illinois, the Bethel Baptist Church, and we're praying they have a great week there. And our Spanish ministry doing well, and led by Pastor Avilas and his wife, and they're doing a wonderful, wonderful job in the Spanish ministry. And we highly recommend it. If you know someone who would like to have a Spanish-speaking church, invite them out to come to Bible Baptist Church, and they'll enjoy the Spanish services. Now, if your Bible's close by, I want you to go a couple places. I'm going to read two scriptures for you. I'm going to read John 7 and verse 17, and then Psalm 111 and verse 10. First, John 7 and verse number 17, where the Bible says, Jesus speaking, "If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God, or whether I speak of myself." And then Psalm 111, verse 10, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever." I don't know how often I've heard people say, "I just don't understand what's so bad about fill in the blank." And you can fill in the blank with 1,000 different endings. I don't understand what's so bad about rock music, or what's so bad about the movie theater, what's so bad about drinking alcohol, what's so bad about wearing this or wearing that. And listen, I can help you today when you don't understand, but you want to understand. Now, I'm not going to help you if you don't understand and you don't want to understand. And the reason you don't do something is not because you're not spiritual. It's just that you don't understand. And don't let someone think, "Well, I'm more spiritual than you." No, it has to come with understanding. Now, let me give you several statements that I think will help you. Notice in these verses we read a few minutes ago, doing God's will comes first, and then understanding follows. It's interesting what Jesus said, is it not? "If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether it be of man." I think I'd want to know of the doctrine before I do it. But in Psalm 111, he said, "A good understanding of all they that do his commandments." You do the commandment, and then your understanding follows. You do his will, you know his will, the understanding will follow. Doing the commandment is the key to good understanding. We're never told to understand separation from the world. We're never told to understand holiness, but we are told to obey. And so if I'm going to understand, I must obey first. The Bible says in Psalm 34:8, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." You don't really know if you like something till you taste it. For many, many years, I didn't eat broccoli or anything like that. And my wife says, "You got to try it." And then she put some cheese on it. Well, I could handle it with cheese. And I tasted it and I tried it. And you're not going to tell whether you like it by your eyes. You don't taste it with your eyes. You have to commit to it. You have to put it in your mouth and taste it. And now I order broccoli, even without cheese, and I realize it's good, and I like it, but I had to commit myself to taste it, to try it. The only way for you to know how good it is to try it. Taste and see that the Lord is good. When I have separation from the world, when I live in holiness unto God, I get a taste of how good God is. I get a taste of what God made me for. I get a taste of close fellowship with God. And when I taste that, the world doesn't look so appealing to me anymore. I taste what it's like to be separate from the world. I taste what it's like to draw nigh unto God, and I find that it's very good because it is God's plan. One of the best steaks I know of anywhere around is the ribeye at Longhorn Steakhouse. I enjoy their ribeye. Now, I used to like the Ryan Steakhouse, or now it's Golden Corral, I think, more popular. But listen, the steak at the Golden Corral doesn't compare to the steak at Longhorn. You see, I've tasted and seen which steak is better. And that's how it is. Once you get to taste the holy life, once you get to taste the separated life unto God, the good life. Somebody says, I just don't understand separation. Well, that's probably because you haven't obeyed separation. How? To do the commandment. You do the commandment, and then you get understanding. Now, secondly, without obedience to God, we have nothing to compare with what the world offers. You see, before I ever went to a Longhorn Steakhouse, I thought Golden Corral was pretty good. My first car I had was a Volkswagen, 1969 Volkswagen. And I thought that was okay until in 1982, my father-in-law got us a nice Buick. Oh my goodness. That Buick LeSabre drove like a Cadillac to me. What a difference. After my Volkswagen, I had a Ford Maverick, if you remember those, and that was nice. But listen, I didn't understand how nice it was till I got that Buick LeSabre. Oh, my goodness. You see, you think what you have is good because you've never had anything better, and so you have nothing to compare it to. You say, well, being single's good. Well, I would tell you being married's better, and I've got 44 years of experience with that. So if I never commit to Longhorn Steaks, then I'll always be satisfied at Golden Corral. If I never committed to drive a nicer car, I'll always be in my VW Bug. You see, don't be content with what you have. And sometimes you're content with what you have because you don't know what you're missing. Holy, being holy and being separated. Some people never have understood that because you've never committed yourself to do it. And once you do, and you just say, all right, the Bible says this, the preacher preaches it, I'm going to live it, you're going to find out it tastes pretty good. You're going to never know the what's wrong with rock and roll and the country music and the rap music and all the contemporary stuff until you get out of that garbage and you commit yourself to psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. I committed that when I was only 17 years of age, and I left all that behind and gave myself to Christian music. I mean separated Christian music. I mean, well, you know it was Christian, not just Christian words, but Christian music. And there's no comparison, my friend. I never grow tired of singing the songs of God. So we said two things so far. Doing comes first, understanding follows. Number two, without obedience to God, we have nothing to compare to what the world offers. And number three, we obey because He is our Lord. He's our Lord. Jesus said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? Jesus is our Lord. He's the boss. I'm to do what He says. It's hypocritical for me to call Him Lord and then not do what He says. My feelings are not my final authority. Jesus is. My comfort is not my final authority. Jesus is. My thoughts are not my final authority. Jesus is. My convenience is not my final authority. Jesus is. This world is not my final authority. Jesus is. When I was growing up at home, my dad was the boss. I did what he said. My curfew was midnight. I had to be home at midnight. My dad always said nothing good happens after midnight. Well, I wouldn't know. I didn't stay out after midnight. You understand? I didn't say, now, Dad, when I understand that, I'll obey. No, he would have adjusted my attitude for me. No, I obeyed. Why? He's the boss. He's my dad. And I know that he loves me. And I know he would not hurt me, and he will not hurt me. And I know that he's smarter than I am. And I know he must have a good reason. And the truth is, I always like the outcome. Now, think about this. Think about this. Does God love you? Certainly does. Would God willingly hurt you? No, he would not. Is God smarter than you? Well, that's pretty obvious, isn't it? Does God always have a good reason for doing what he does? Yes, he does. And do we not always like the outcome when we leave it up to God? Yes, absolutely we do. Remember when Peter and his fellows, they'd fished all night and hadn't caught anything, and Jesus needed the boat to do some teaching, and he borrowed the boat. Then he told Peter when he was done, "Now go out and let down your nets for a draught of fishes." Well, Peter didn't want to do it. And he said, "Yet at thy word, I'll let down a net." And he did it just because it was Jesus. That's the only reason he did it. He knew Jesus loved him. He knew Jesus would not hurt him. He knew Jesus was smarter than he was. He knew Jesus would have a good reason. And he sure did like the outcome, didn't he? They had so many fish, the net break. And they had to get another boat out there to help them haul in all the fish. He sure liked the results. Listen, you think Noah understood before he built the ark? No way. But he obeyed first. But when it was raining and the floodwaters were opened up and his family was safe in the ark, then he understood. He understood. The understanding follows. So let's remember these three principles. Will you? When you just don't understand, here we go. Ready? Doing God's will comes first. Understanding follows. Number two, without obedience to God, we have nothing to compare what the world offers. And number three, we obey because he is Lord. The only way to understand how good and a holy and a separated life is to give yourself, surrender, to live a holy, separated life. When you obey, the understanding will follow. Taste and see that it is good. And then obey. Why? Because he's the Lord. He's the Lord. And I guarantee you, you'll be pleased with the results. Well, that's what you do when you just don't understand. You just obey. The old song is right, isn't it? Trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Just trust him. The way to live for God is to live a life of separated from the world and unto him. And you'll be glad you did. You'll always be pleased with the results. Well, that's a good truth. And I hope it's been a blessing to you today and a help to you. And not only will it help you, but maybe you'll use it to help somebody else. And well, we're looking forward to a church service tonight, 6:30 p.m. And another study of the Bible. We passed out some 3x5 cards, and we asked folks to write on them, what does the Bible say about fill in the blank? And we'll look at those, and then we'll have some Bible studies on it throughout the summertime. And we'll do some studies on what things people want to know. What does the Bible say about a particular subject? And if you have something you'd like to hear, you certainly can email me or give me a phone call. Let me know what that is. And we'll try to cover those not only on a Wednesday night, but maybe even possibly on the radio as well. And help you get in on that, all right? And, of course, we're looking forward to Sunday services as well. And I do want to remind you, you can watch services. We have a YouTube channel, Bible Baptist Church of Grove City. You can subscribe to that. We're also on Rumble, Bible Baptist Church of Grove City. And we have a website, bbcgrovecity.org. You can go there and pick up past radio broadcasts, as well as our daily email called Daily Encouragement. Comes right to your inbox. And you can find those things there, as well as a donate button if you'd like to give towards the radio broadcast. All right? Well, have a great Wednesday, everybody. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
the joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.